Have you ever failed to achieve a goal? If not, who are you? And you are a liar. My name is Ian De Bay, and this is the Good System Podcast. And I have failed to achieve goals just recently. That's the reason why I make this podcast episode. Because if you are a veteran listener, you may have noticed that last week there was no podcast episode, and that's because I failed to reach my goal. And this is the story, how I failed it. Imagine you have made a plan, even before you have made a goal or a vision you want to reach, and then you made the plan to reach it. Then you start the journey. You are on track, but on your way, suddenly, you lose the track. You're off track. You're derailed. And you don't realize it. After a time, you think, why the heck is my goal now further away than it was on the start? I'll give you an example. Imagine you want to cross a street. You want to go on the other side. And you realize, okay, to do this, you have to walk across the street. So you have the goal, and now you make the plan. How will you cross the street? You search for a crosswalk. Eventually, you find it. Then you stand there and wait for the green light. And as soon as the green light is there, you start walking. You make a step onto the street. And suddenly, an SUV who ignored the red light bumped into you. You wake up in the hospital and ask yourself, how did I get there? This was not my goal. My goal was not being here in a bed in a hospital with needles in my arms. My goal was to go to the other side of the street and buy some drugs. Oh, no, whatever you wanted to do. But that happened to me. No, I didn't buy drugs and I didn't get hit by a truck. But I lost the sight of my goal. I lost the track reaching my goal. At the beginning of this year, I started to be self-employed. And I had a clear vision. I had a goal. I know what I want to do. I wanted to create a vision or an image of a good system. A good system that is sustainable, that is fair and sexy. And I wanted to build this with the talents I think I have, with the equipment I think I have. I think it's humor and stories. The sound of silence. But somewhere on my journey, on the track to this goal, to create this vision, I ended up as a pseudo-educational podcaster who was painful to listen to. Not that much different from this now. I get it. Yeah, I know. I'm on a journey. I try to get better and I try to do my best. But it's steps, step by step. But back to the problem. The problem is I tried to be more an educational podcaster than a creative one, than a comedic one. Yes, I try. That happened because I focused too much on being effective in producing the podcast and the blog and everything around it. I tried to do as many things in as less time as possible. And yeah, I have to do this because I'm a business now. I have to work efficient. The problem, if the product is bad and nobody wants to buy it, I have to change the product. And this is what I try to do. Not only because I think nobody wants to hear it, because I don't want to hear it. And I want to do something. I want to create something I want listen to. I want read. I want watch. I knew at the beginning that the content won't be perfect, or maybe not even good. I just tried to be good enough, and I even failed at this. And as I realized this, that it wasn't going in the right direction in the way I wanted to do it, and it was even too much work, it was too much input with too less output, I tried something different. I already produced 5 blogs and 1 podcast, which you won't listen or read because it got worse. It wasn't better. It wasn't the thing I wanted to do. I should have seen it. I should have realized it earlier because there were signs, there were red flags. Because every time I sat on my computer and wanted to write the blog, I did anything else. I just procrastinated. When I sat there and did not write, did everything else, I asked myself why. Why am I not writing? Was it because I don't want to write? Or was it because I don't want to write this? I was unsure how to do this. And I was angry with myself because it was a lot of stress to do this, and I wanted rather spend the time with my family than sitting here on the computer and doing nothing. And I didn't do nothing, I did something because I got results, but not the results I wanted. And last week of recording this podcast, not when you're hearing that, because it will be later when you hear this, because I'm recording now and you can't hear it because I just recording it and I have to edit and publish it. I think you know how time works and maybe even know how podcast production works. But last week recording this, and now don't start this again. I just tell you now what I wanted to say you for what I wanted to tell you 5 minutes ago. Last week my daughter had her birthday, and this is great, but it was a lot of stress because we had to prepare several parties, presents, cakes, and I had other appointments. It was very stressful. And I sat here at my computer and tried to do the work, but I couldn't spend the time with my family. I wanted to play with my kids and with my wife, but I was sitting here alone. One goal for me when I started being self-employed was that I have more time for my family. Yes, I know, a rookie mistake. But I thought if I can organize my time myself, if I have a better time management, if I don't have to sit in my life-absorbing job anymore, I can use the time I was wasting in the office producing the content I wanted to produce and have more spare time I can use with my family. I can play with my family, I spend with my family the spare time I before used to record or to create content. This was simple math, and I am not good in math, so I should have realized it sooner that this goal may be not realistic. But I still think it is realistic. I just have to manage my time better, make it effective to produce the content I want to produce, and at the same time, make good content. Another goal I didn't achieve was having a healthier lifestyle. Again, I thought, managing my time myself, I can easily fit in some healthy routines or habits and become a healthy person. This is one of my goals. Being a successful content creator, having time with my family, and being healthy. Well, I failed in all three of this. Because I was sitting on the computer. And you may know, sitting is the new smoking. It's very bad for your health. I moved less and ate more bad food. And instead of growing my followership, I grew my belly. And I felt no energy. I felt powerless. And yeah, this is a vicious circle if you want to be productive. There are different reasons why I failed my goals. I think one of the biggest reasons is that I failed doing reviews, which are an essential part of the system I ignored. Yes, I do monthly reviews that you can read if you want. Just subscribe to my monthly review newsletter. Link in the show notes. But this was just a review of what I did. I didn't review how what I did helped me get closer to my goal. And I didn't do a weekly review, which would be much more effective and is an, as I said, essential part of the system. If you have listened to this part now, I guess you fell asleep. If not, thank you. And you will be honored because I tell you now why you have listened. What does this mean to you? I just told how I failed. And I, as I said, you are a failure too. And I don't want to be offensive. This is just the reality. Because failure is normal. Everyone experiences it. And it's part of the process. Failure itself is not bad. Because you learn from it. You learn from your failures. Hopefully. If you don't learn from your failures, you should go into politics. One big mistake that leads to failure, which I do, and I think many people do, is planning. But planning is good. You have the goal, you have the vision, the goal, and then have to have a plan how you reach this goal, how you become the vision of yourself. But many people, including myself, spend a lot of time planning and don't start doing it. But that's the thing you have to do, because you can't think of all circumstances that will occur or will not occur. You can't think of every obstacle you may have to overcome. You have to do it. You have to come to see the obstacles and then overcome them and think about how you can get over them. Maybe you can't get over them. You have to take another way or just go around them. Sometimes it's easy. Just go around. Don't you have to go over the hurdle. Just go around. You know what I mean. But this will come when you do things. That's why I produce this content. This content is maybe for the stage I am now good enough. That I think, okay, this is what I am capable to do right now. This is good enough. It's far from perfect. Maybe I will never be perfect. Maybe I will never be perfect. I think that's the first time a man has said this. It doesn't have to be perfect. Good enough is good enough. And by doing it, by creating this content, by writing the blog, recording this podcast, making videos, every time I try to get better. And someday, this good enough will maybe even good. And this is what you have to do, I think. Just do it. Yes, have a plan. Think about what you want to do, how you get there, but be flexible. There will be obstacles you won't overcome, and then you have to change plans. That's okay. That's life. But don't lose the goal out of your sight. Always focus on the goal of the vision you want to reach, you want of the things you want to achieve. You should spend the time you would have spent into planning the journey to reach your goal into making the goal or the vision of yourself, of who you want to be, where you want to be, what you want to reach and achieve, as detailed as possible. That you have a really clear vision of what you want, of whom you want to be, or who you are and where you want to go. If you have this clear vision in detail, it is easier to get there because you have it and don't always think about it. If it helps you, I think it's a good idea, write it down. Or make a picture or an image or, I don't know, yeah, take any token that helps you remind yourself what your goal, what your vision is. Then put it somewhere where you can see it every day, where you get reminded every day. Put it on the wall, on the mirror. I wouldn't suggest put it on your glasses. This could make some problems. And don't make the same mistake I made. Do reviews, at least monthly, better weekly. And then have a look what you did the week and how this helped you reach your goal. And don't stress yourself. If it was a week where you just sat on the couch and did nothing, it's okay. It maybe not helped you reach your goal directly, but you need to relax to have the power to do this. Just do me one favor. At least stand up for the restroom, please. And maybe there are days or weeks even where you get derailed, where you do something else, where you don't do anything for your goal. And this is okay. It's good even. You have to get derailed. If you do something boring or anything but what you should do, if you procrastinate, it's a good thing because you get new thoughts and this you can get creative more easily. And in the end, this derailing helps you reaching your goal. And don't stress yourself if you played a video game for 27 hours straight, or if you took a walk or just met with friends. All this can help you reach the goal in the end. This podcast episode, or the blog post that is comes in the package with this podcast, you can read the blog in the show notes is the link, but I digress. This podcast episode is an example for derailing, because this episode doesn't help me directly reaching my goal, but it supports it. It supports the journey, because it's like a review, just a restart, a refresh, and a reminder for me what I have as goal, what I have as vision, and that I want to do. And this is what I will try to do now and hope that helps to reach my goal. I will be more authentic. I will more focus on what I think I can do best and get better at it. And this podcast will be about creating a vision of a good system. It will be about how this will look like, the good system, how we can get there, and why this current system isn't working anymore. But it should make fun. Yeah. When we're all dying, why don't have fun? I think. And what I hope you can take away from this episode to really sit down or take a walk, do whatever you do when you can think best, and ask yourself what you want, who you want to be. Take your time for your goals. Build a vision, who you want to be in 10 years, and think about how you can get there, but focus more on the vision, on the goal. And then take one step at a time, one small step. And if you think about it, if you take one small step every day, a year, you have made 365 steps. And if it's a leap year, 366 steps. And I don't know how many steps you have to take to reach your goal. Maybe it's just a small amount, but it is something, isn't it? And write down your goal so that you can see it. And if you want to do it yourself, then listen to this podcast, subscribe to it so you don't miss any episode and you can hear if I be successful in reaching my goal someday. This was The Good System. I am Ian De Bay. If you like this podcast, give it a review. Please give it 5 stars or whatever is possible. If you want to watch this episode, go to YouTube or Spotify. I also try to make it look different because I think it's rather boring seeing me talking into a microphone. I don't think you get anything out of it. I hope so, at least. And now I try a different style. Just check it out at YouTube. And then on YouTube, you can also subscribe and like and click the bell so you get a notice when a new podcast episode is out there. And maybe there are even other videos someday. Who knows? Yes, if you want to read the blog post for this podcast episode, go to my blog iandebay.com. The link is in the show notes. And I have a newsletter. Subscribe to the newsletter if you want to get a monthly review of what I do. And I guess that's it. Yeah, thank you for listening. I'm very happy you are here. And till next time, yours sincerely, Ian De Bay.